The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's 3:01 a.m., October 6th, 2024. I'm here with Julio.
What's up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
Shit. Julio's not feeling too good.
No, I'm still sick, man. Ever since I joined the feds, I've been targeted.
Maybe they hit you with one of them bioweapons. You know, but
they're probably doing like an easy eat thing where like they infected me with something with like an ice bullet or something.
All right, wait a minute now. We can't just glaze over this. What are you trying to say about Eazy-E? Trying to say that he didn't really get HIV?
Yeah.
Have we talked about this?
I don't know.
All right, let's get into it.
Wasn't it Suge Knight?
Oh, I could believe that. Maybe it was Puff Daddy.
Yeah, now I can see that one too.
Was he around? I'm sure he was.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all around.
Maybe he put a bioweapon in the baby a little before he fucked him in the ass.
Well, they're saying that might not be baby oil. That might be either liquid ecstasy or adrenochrome.
Right. I've heard that, too. Yeah. Not a lot of people have heard that, but I tried telling somebody else that, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, why else would the feds fucking seize 1,000 bottles of baby oil? What kind of all they would have had to do is take a picture of it, you know? They don't really need to seize it. Unless it's something else, right?
Yeah. And then it could have also, like, the baby oil could have been spiked with liquid ecstasy, and then you rub it on your skin thinking it's baby oil, and it gets absorbed.
Yeah. Or through your asshole or whatever. I got some ecstasy stories. Have we ever talked about that?
No.
Okay, so back home, there was a group called the Star Boys, and they used to make videos. They rode crotch rockets, and they would make videos running from the cops on Route 8, and they started selling these bootleg videos and making money, and I mean, in the end, they wound up being like a fucking sideshow carnival bike thing, you know, where they became legal. But when I used to hang around with them, they were fucking, you know, like fucking, you know, the cops were after them and shit. But anyway, they used to go to some of the parties we would go to, that they would hand out ecstasy and shit. And you're not, I don't know if you've heard, you probably know about it, but you're not supposed to, drink with ecstasy too much.
Yeah, it dehydrates you.
I don't know about that. So one of the guys that took ecstasy at one of these parties, he was a big drinker. He was actually my partner that I used to work with. And, What happened with him was the night he took ecstasy, he was already drunk. And he got up in the middle of the night. All right, so he lived in this apartment called Timbertop. It was kind of an upscale apartment in Cuyahoga Falls, which was a, we used to call it Caucasian Falls. It was next to Akron, but it was a pretty nice area. And it had the place had white carpet in it. And so he got up in the middle of the night after taking this ecstasy and drinking. He opened his closet door. He shit on his work boots. And then he got back in bed without wiping his ass or nothing. And his girlfriend was so pissed when she woke up because he, like, it got on the sheets and he was like, right? And I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you telling me this? I would have kept that shit to myself. He goes, I already know Angie's going to tell everybody anyway because she was pissed. So, and then the other dude, all right, one of my buddies had a party at his place. And this dude, Jeremy, he fell asleep on the couch, right? He passed out, I should say. He took some ecstasy. And so his partner was like, fuck it. I'm just going to load the truck and then I'll stop over at Joe's, pick him up on the way to our route. Right? So he loaded the truck at the dock. He got everything packed up, shut the truck. He's like, all right, later. So we continue loading our trucks and shit. Here comes Joe coming back. We're like, what the fuck, man? He goes, man, I had to take Jeremy home. He's like, why? We're like, why? He's like, he shit his pants. So he was laying on this other dude's couch, right? Had white shorts on. He just laid there and shit on himself. And so he had to take him home, drop him off. It was a fucking mess. Literally. Yeah, that's why I never fuck with ecstasy, because I like to drink too much. Daddy ain't shitting his pants. I'm not. I don't have another reason to shit my pants even more. Shit.
Yeah, I fucked around with ecstasy a little bit. I never really. It wasn't my thing. But I have never shit my pants. I piss my pants.
We've talked about that. I've shit my pants a lot, and that has nothing to do with ecstasy. It's got more to do with Natty Light.
I've had to sacrifice underwear, like cut it off me in the restroom, you know, and throw it away, but never really truly shit my pants. I've never, like, I often wonder, like, it's interesting how when we're born, you know, we're babies, we shit our in a diaper. And then when we get really old, you know, we shit in a diaper again. Like, I don't want to experience that feeling. Like, I don't remember it as a baby. I don't know if I want to experience it as a senior citizen shitting my pants in a diaper. Like, I don't think I could stand a... Like, I imagine it's got to feel like a massive, like, hot feeling on your ass cheeks to have the shit out there, you know, like...
Yeah, and then after a while, it starts burning and shit. You know, like a rash. You know?
Yeah, no, man.
All right, let's see here.
Hey, I'm lucky to be alive because Lily, my daughter got her temps. So the other day I survived being driven around for an hour between Ohio and Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked her up from school and she drove. And it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, so I didn't want to like put her in the busy streets.
Yeah.
So we went really like far out of our way to like avoid busy areas.
Yeah, but, I did it. She did.
Yeah, she did really good. And then today we went out for another hour. But it's really cool. I don't know. I'm pretty impressed. She's been driving since she was 12. So So she's got some experience. It's just now she's doing it legally with insurance. So, you know, like I had to.
She got her temps or her license?
Yeah, temps.
So she's got to go to driving school and all that shit, right?
Now it's different. You can take the, you can do the learning part from home online, and then take a test, and then go out with a, you know, like a driver or whatever.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. My daughter's only 2 years older.
I didn't know about this. I learned this from my wife and her.
Huh? Oh shit! I wasted some money. All right, I got a clip, I guess, to get started. Let me make sure this shit's right. It's a Chuck D clip. No, I'm just fucking with you. That one Chuck D clip was the worst ever.
I must have pushed it out of my mind because I don't remember it.
Is the Bible from 1775 telling us at the time?
You don't remember that terrible Chuck D clip where he was fucking talking about absolutely nothing? And then I said, man, I listened to this at work and I didn't get a chance to really listen to it. And it was a long-ass clip, too. It fucking sucked. That guy's a piece of shit. Oh, shit. What am I doing here? Look.
Whoa, look at those ladies. Is that what you're looking at?
No, that comes up in the search.
Today.
Wow.
That doesn't come up in my search. My search, there's Jesus.
Oh.
Saints.
Damn, what are you... Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fucking up. Oh, I'm on, no wonder. I was on my wife's Instagram, not the one I send it to. Okay, here.
Yeah, don't sell her. Don't send her your search results.
Huh? I can't help it, man. I'm not looking this shit up. I don't know why it comes up. Maybe I just attract pussy. I don't know. All right, this is something about the Bible. All right, check it out.
So this right here is the Bible from 1775. Telling us at the time that we used to have 13 months. The first month of the year is March. Look at all the way to the end, guys. There's 13 months. 13 months. First day of the week, Sunday. Second day, Monday. Look at that. Seventh day or Sabbath, Saturday. This is the proof right here.
One of the things Constantine did was because he wanted the pagans to worship God, Jehovah, was he moved the day of worship to the day of the sun, which is why we now worship on Sunday, because Sunday became a pagan day. Well, another thing Constantine did was move the day of Jesus's birth to December, because Tammuz died on December 23rd. And it was believed, because Nimrod, his father, was a hunter, it was believed that Nimrod would be reborn in his son Tammuz. And his son Tammuz's birthday was December 25th. And what you would do on Tammuz's birthday was you would set up a tree. Deuteronomy 16:21. You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the...
So this right here is the Bible.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but I thought that was cool, you know.
Yeah,
and it's all that shit's true, man. I don't doubt that a bit. What do you think? About like Constantine and shit.
I don't know. I mean, like, I know that, like, for example, like, why is October the number 8?
Right.
You know, Octo. You know, but it's not the eighth month. I don't know. I mean, how do you even know when Jesus was born? There's no log of it. It's just what we hear other, you know, what we hear people have said throughout history. It's we're just taking it, but there's no log of it.
I've heard April for some reason. I can't remember where.
Yeah, when we were talking about how, you know, the first month of the year should not be January, it's like psychological. How can you start the beginning of the year with such horrible fucking weather?
Right. It's like, you know, when it's like when things start to grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not the start of a rebirth. You know, it's not the birth of plants and everything coming from the ground. You know, I think that fits more into the the image of Jesus right there. You know, spring.
Oh shit. Oh, never mind. I got a funny one, but I can save that. I don't know. You got anything, clips you want to share, anything?
Not necessarily a clip, but did you watch, you watched part of the debate?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, the J.D. Vance versus Tim Walz debate.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, man.
I mean, it was, they were against Vance, man, as usual. They were trying to steer the fucking influence and shit with their questions, you know. They were suggestive questions. You know what I mean? Like, they were basically suggesting things as they asked the questions. But that's what these moderators do these days.
But he called them out on some bullshit, you know, like the fact-checking. They said they wouldn't be doing fact-checking on the candidates, but they still did it to him, not to Tim. And he stood his ground and called them out on it.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. There were so many moments where I do feel bad for Tim Walz. I don't like the guy, first off, but I do feel bad because, man, he just was not prepared. There were so many moments where he was like a deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, there's so many still images of him just looking like, what do I say? Like,
yeah.
You know?
And then you got J.D. Vance looking at the camera and smiling like he kept doing. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, like breaking the fourth wall, you know, like in a sitcom.
Yeah.
Like looking at the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think J.D. Vance is, you know, like around my age. And I don't know. I think it's pretty cool to see somebody of that age running in elections and things like this, because having senile senior citizens that are 70, 80 years old has not been working for a long time.
Right. I mean,
you know, when was the last time we had somebody that was in the 40s, 50s? JFK. Ever since then, we have never had anybody of that age.
I mean, Kamala kind of looks like it, but she's not.
It's all the adrenochrome and all the cum she swallows.
I mean, she's not a bad-looking woman. I hate to say it.
I feel you, bro. I mean, she's no Nancy Pelosi, but...
Shit. All right, I best shouldn't get into it on air, but all right, let's take a beer run break here. All right, we're back. Hey, did you get anything in the mail? Look,
no. Josh,
it's weird. It's a flyer, but they're only showing his face.
Huh. It doesn't say anything?
Yeah, it says, Josh Williams, what Josh will fight for as state representative. Economic opportunity, responsible state spending, safe communities, affordable energy, and Ohio that works for families. Common sense solutions to move Ohio forward. So
you're not even in, I don't even think you're in his district.
Yeah, they sent it out. Yeah, I was, we're on our way to my in-laws, I guess yesterday morning now, Saturday morning, but yeah, he had signs all over the place, man. I hope he gets, I mean, he's just trying to get reelected as at this point, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he will. I mean, he's been doing a good job. But
yeah, I sent you that picture of I was driving and I'm like, is this where he lives? Just because there were so many Josh Williams signs, and I don't know how I found myself actually confirming that that is where he lives.
Oh, so that's his place?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've been driving by that like for years, decades. But nice house, and I think it speaks for the guy. I was reading an opinion thing on Reddit about him. He's running against so he's the incumbent, and then his opponent trying to get in is this union guy. Fuck, I forget his name at the moment, but so they were saying how the union guy, the Democrat, he's running on the fact that Republicans have made a big deal of silly things like single gender bathrooms. And I'm like, of all the topics that you would,
right,
you would say you're running against, you know, Josh Williams on, like, that's the highlight.
Yeah, you're the one saying it's silly, but that's your fucking talking point. Fucking dumbass.
And it's really cool because they also pointed out how Josh Williams has said, you know, that he, what makes him different than anybody else is the fact that he doesn't need to be a state representative to live life. So he doesn't have to sell himself or his common core beliefs or his soul to the lobbyists, the corporations, the pressure points that exist in politics. He can be independent and make his own decisions and do the right thing for the community.
Yeah.
You know, he started a program that enables people to go to school at nighttime and learn a trade so that they can go from making $40,000 to $70,000. You know, he's focused on programs like that. He's focused on, you know, safe communities. And I don't know, it just kind of like, it didn't open my eyes, but it only confirmed kind of what I keep seeing, like, you know, the Democrats, I don't know, they're the ones focusing on silly shit.
Right.
You know, I think that the more conservative people are reacting to this rise of, like, tampons in the men's restroom. Like, where the fuck are you going to stick it up your ass?
Right.
And, you know, like, I
don't
know.
It's a waste of fucking resources.
It is. And it's, you know, just too.
They say they care about the environment. Why are they putting fucking tampons in boys' restrooms then? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, Toledo just passed, they just got a grant to put tampons in bathrooms, but they have not specified if it's going to be in both the men and the women's restroom. I'm waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, who makes that call? I'm saying, who's in charge of that? Is that...
I want to say Wade. Wade Capsicavage or whatever the hell his name is. But I'm sure there'll be some pressure points, and I'm just waiting to see what the outcome is.
Nah, Josh is a good dude, man. I don't know if I even brought this up or if I told you, but when I got when I got picked up, they set my court date for like fucking I think I got picked up. They came and got me on a Wednesday, and I want to say I had to go to court like Friday. And so I was kind of lost, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to get a lawyer in 2 days? And then I started thinking, like, oh, shit, Josh used to be a lawyer, and I texted him. And he told me what to do. I was going to do the absolutely wrong thing. You know, pretty sure he was out of fucking town. And he fucking texted me back at, like, fucking 7, 8 o'clock in the morning right before I had to go to court. You know? Fuck, it's good. He's a good dude, man. He didn't have to do that shit.
Yeah, so going back to my story, that's what he said. He said, I don't have to sell myself to anybody because I can always just stay practicing law. Because he's a practicing attorney.
He makes more doing that, you know?
Yeah, he's also a part-time teacher at Adrian College. So he already set himself up for success.
Right.
He doesn't need the taxpayers' money. Even though it's very welcome, of course, but he said that in the article, and it makes total sense, you know? The other union guy, he's retired.
Yeah.
He needs this taxpayer money.
Talking about unions, did you listen to the Tony Cody episode?
Not all the way.
Okay. Well, he started talking about the longshoreman strike and all that shit.
Yeah.
And his pharmacist is telling him that he needs to back order all his diabetes medicine and shit like that because they're not offloading any of these ships because of the strike. And then, so that was last week. Well, Friday, a couple days ago, I got a robocall telling me that my fucking strike is, or not my strike, but my layoff is extended another week. So now I'm on unemployment for another fucking week because I'm guessing because parts, but it's fucking bullshit, man. I feel like this shit is on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like they're trying to fucking destroy the economy. I just don't understand. How whoever's running shit, how can they be so fucking unable to fucking do their job? I just don't get it. It seems intentional. That's what me and Tony were talking about. You know, like, it all started with COVID. And you know, half of these jobs started working from home and now nobody wants to fucking work. Every employer has a hard time getting people to come to work, including where I work. You got all this FMLA and all that bullshit. That goes along with the suppliers, you know? I don't know. I don't really
I've heard a couple of things about it.
Like what?
I don't know, something I heard about the leader of the union, the guy that was giving that speech saying, I'm going to cripple America. You guys are going to see the importance of the longshoremen that you never realized.
Oh yeah.
He owns a beachfront property with like a mansion with a guest house and a Bugatti. And he makes $700,000 a year or something like that. Like three figures, which is great.
But why? Why?
I don't know.
Why even that much? I mean, I know what you're about to get into, that he shouldn't be able to afford what he's got on what he makes. But why is he making $700,000 a year as a fucking union rep that's supposed to be working for the working man? Working for the people.
Yeah.
And now they got these fucking AI automatic things that offload the ships. And that's part of what the strike's about. But
I'll tell you, AI doesn't strike.
Right. I mean, that's where we're heading, man.
Yeah. But some people were saying that, you know, like because of unions and everything, that he's got ties to the mafia.
Of course, probably does.
You know, and if you really think about it, I mean, if you know, the classic thinking of a mafia group, you know, what are they doing? Bringing in drugs, trafficking in humans, getting rid of humans, shit like that, you know, like bringing in contraband, skirting around tax laws, etc. So is he getting money from them? Is he getting money from lobbyists, from special interest groups? Is that how you end up with a Bugatti?
Yeah.
And then the other thing that they're pointing out is the fact that, you know how they go, this is going to tie in Diddy. He lives in Star Island in Florida. Well, not too far from Star Island is an unloading port.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's where all that baby oil came from. but you know, like if you're fucking around with kids or just straight up humans, you know, and making them do shit, I mean, wouldn't it be ideal to be by a port and have a connection like this guy? And then the other theory that I heard was that this is a way to take the ports away from the American government and bring them back to the people.
What do you mean?
That the ports don't belong to the United States government. The ports belong to the states.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. And then the other thing I heard was that the truckers were saying, hey, if we're supposed to go to a port where the union is after this whole bullshit strike, he's like, we're going to refuse to unload it. Or we're going to refuse to take it. That's how the truckers are standing up for the regular people.
Well, they need to do something. And they need to do something like Canada did, man. You know, the truckers in Canada fucking, they made such an impact with what they did. It could have shifted. I mean, I think it made a shift in what the commies were trying to do, the fucking elites. I think that trucker convoy in Canada was one of the most powerful movements that happened during all this shit, you know? All right. I got a clip. Kind of goes into what we're talking about, but not really. But if you believe that, I'll just play it. I'm not going to get into it.
Here in law enforcement, I actually joined the Brotherhood of Freemasons.
I mean, you know, a lot of cops are involved with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a thing that I'm not saying you must do, but 95% of them do. You know what I mean?
This actually exists.
Yes, it does. It's the occult. It's nothing to be messing with.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you straight up.
Did you ever get that far?
Oh, yeah. I became a master mason. Okay. I mean, the highest it goes is 33rd. But okay. Even at 32nd, from the ranks of 30th to 33, which is 3, that's when they divulge the actual truth to you.
I got you.
You know, because in order for you to be a Shriner, you got to be a Mason. For you to be a Knights Templar, you got to be a Mason. And you, the more you go up in that pyramid, and the highest you could go is a Rothschild.
Right.
They're the highest of the highest.
Really?
Yeah, they're the satanic children of Satan.
Wow.
They actually sit on a table, and they have a special chair for Satan right there. And he comes and talks to these family members, and they're the ones that the shaking and bakers, I call it.
Now, this all has to do also with the those people who go out into the wood and they burn that wooden owl and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Illuminati.
Illuminati. Illuminati, okay? So
right.
This has to do with...
Oh, yeah, you have to be a Freemason to be that. All the presidents were Freemasons. A small portion weren't, but they were Jesuits. This is the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, even the Pope. Everything is controlled by the white and black Pope.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Black and white, which is white and black tiles, is where we have our temple. Here in law enforcement,
Well, I don't know. Do you think these people are involved in these groups?
Yeah.
I mean, that was just an old school cop. That was probably looked like it was from maybe the 90s or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think they all have ties to deep shit, especially the high, like maybe not so much at the cop level. I'm sure there are some, but most of them are just regular guys, you know, like straight, like younger guys, you know, like straight out of high school or college or whatever.
Or the military.
I
can't wait till I'm going to be finished with court on the 21st of this month. It's getting wrapped up, and I can't wait to talk about this shit because a couple of the cops I dealt with were cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't want to even get into it on air until it's finished.
Definitely.
So I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
But you heard about that cop that shot a judge?
No, where'd that happen?
I'm not sure where at the moment, like right off the top of my head.
What was it about?
Well, the story is that this guy, the cop, found his daughter's phone number on the judge's phone.
Whoa. How old was the kid?
Underage. So, and it's, okay, so check this out. So, they went out to eat because they were good friends, him and the judge. And they came back. The judge is in his office. He walks in and shoots him pretty much from like 2 feet, you know, 2 feet away. Make sure that he kills him. He went back. He like went around the desk and everything a couple of times to make sure he got him. And the video is silent. They keep saying that the cop has expressed no motivation whatsoever. The only thing that he has said is that they were trying to abduct his wife and kid.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what any of that means. Like, this is all just starting, but they're saying that this judge was probably involved in sex trafficking. And I mean, that's what I was saying, how, like, at the bottom level, the regular cop, probably nothing. But then the higher you go up, like a judge, you have more jurisdiction, you have more, you know, your vision is more expanded, you get access to more things. And I think that a judge would be the perfect guy to let people go, to let things kind of go just to the side, not prosecute somebody.
Right. A judge is, I mean, that's like where you draw the line between blue collar and politician. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with the military. Like, once you get high up in the military, you're no longer a soldier. You're a fucking politician. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of... when you get that kind of power, it takes a lot of integrity to maintain your values and still be a good person and hold your values, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't do that. Like fucking Colin Powell is responsible. He's responsible for all these atrocities that have happened. Fucking 9/11. He was involved in that. You know, and he was a soldier. But I mean, I don't know, man. It doesn't really matter what your job is. When you get a certain amount of power, it gives you the ability to...
Yeah, so like a regular cop doesn't have to run for the position, but judges do.
There you go,
just
yeah.
Just like a politician. And that goes back to what Josh Williams was talking about. Yes, he's running for office, but he's not. He doesn't need to be persuaded by anybody. He's good on his own. And he's right. Not going to drop his values and morals and ethical standards to fit a narrative. He's going to do his own independent thing. And if it doesn't fit them, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just walk away and just keep practicing law, teaching at the college. Boom.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
I mean, when I met him, I'm not going to talk about it on air. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
But
I've never met him, but man, like, you know, like from what I see, the way, you know, like, I don't know. I like to see people be successful. I like to see people like minorities be successful. I hate to say that, you know, but I do, because, you know, like, If you came from, you know, a difficult background or whatever, regardless of your race, I think it's a good thing. And from what I see, he's doing very well. And he does it on his own. He doesn't have to rely on the people's money. Right. And that's great. And you know who that reminds me of? Who doesn't need to depend on the people's money or the lobbyist or any of that?
Trump.
Yep.
I'll tell you this, when I met, because of the way I am, like if you didn't know me, would you think I was racist? Just tell the truth, because of some of the shit I'm into.
No, I mean, you don't, it's not you're not wearing clothing labeling you as that.
Well, I got a camouflage hat on right now.
Yeah, but that's
military. A red flag for the average dummy that doesn't know any better, they might think I was. Anyway, when I met Josh, I was in a group that, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
You said you weren't going to talk about
it. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
He assumed that I wouldn't accept him. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? Because he was black. And I'll leave it at that.
Did you see Trump's return to Butler, Pennsylvania today or yesterday?
No, what happened?
So he went back to where he got shot. He had a rally.
Uh-huh.
And he had J.D. Vance was there and Elon Musk.
No shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and check this out. Trump started you know, he said, you know, he welcomed everybody, said thanks, and then said he continued. He picked up right where he left off from his last visit over there. He's like, as I was saying, you know, pointing to the, yeah.
Fucking Trump.
Yeah. But if you look, I don't know. I was watching it, part of it last night. I watched some of it right before we started. If you look at the crowd, it is so diverse. I see black people, Latino people, white people, old people, young people. I see people with tattoos, like sleeves and everything. And it's kind of cool. I don't know. There's definitely a lot more protection in that rally than there was in the other one.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I heard he was going to hire Blackwater because he doesn't trust the Secret Service anymore. Have you heard that?
No. But guess what? This time they had snipers on slope roofs.
I want to know, was it Secret Service or was it Blackwater? Because after that happened, he got a hold of what's his name? Eric Prince runs Blackwater. It's not called Blackwater anymore, but it's all fucking paramilitary groups, and it's a private organization. You know, so he was talking about getting rid of the CIA and the FBI. Now he's not even using the Secret Service. If he's using Blackwater, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with that being said, that I'm concerned with fucking J.D. Vance because, you know, he's got those ties with Peter Thiel and the Pelletier organization, which fucking sells surveillance shit to the intelligence groups, you know? That doesn't make me feel at ease at all, you know? So, and Trump picked him for his vice president. I don't know. I'm paranoid, man. And I got fucking stories. I got to wait until after my court's over and shit, but I'm going to tell you. I thought I was being followed the other day. I'm serious.
Okay. On the streets?
Yeah.
Huh.
It sounds crazy. And then after it was over, I'm like, man, I'm fucking nuts. And then a day later, I'm thinking like, thank God. I was just thinking like, yeah, better safe than sorry. You know what I mean? So I fucking ducked out. I don't know. I'm fucking nuts. I'm a little bit crazy. What is this?
Man, Kris Kristofferson passed away.
I seen that.
88.
He had a good run.
Yeah, he did. He did a lot of stuff in his life.
If I make it to 88, I'll be doing all right. I thought yeah. I'd be dead by... I never thought I'd make it to the age I am now.
Yeah, he was in a group called the Highwaymen.
Yeah.
And one of their songs, you know, there's the group is comprised of four people: Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson. And they all have like different roles in the song.
Yeah.
And I know. And so, you know, Waylon Jennings, he was the dam builder. You know, he passed away first. Then it was the pilot, Johnny Cash. He passed away. And now it's the sailor, Kris Kristofferson. The only one left and still standing is the highwayman, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, he looks old as fuck. How old is he?
Dude, he's looked that way since like way back in the day.
Oh, that's true. He's always looked like shit.
but you know what disappointed me is that he is a Kamala supporter. Not that he's a supporter, but the fact that he's reading from a piece of paper with Margot Price, and he's advising people to replace Senator Marsha Blackburn and Senator Ted Cruz while encouraging everyone to vote early for Kamala Harris.
That doesn't surprise me because his top priority is smoking weed, and it always has been. He's just he's your typical fucking piece of shit hippie. I mean, he's got his priorities fucked up. We all like to have our fucking vices and shit. But when you make it, when that is what your life is about, then you need to fucking step back and reevaluate. You know, I got I like to drink, but I got a family to take care of. And that's what's the most important thing. Willie doesn't give a fuck. I don't even think he's ever had a fucking... I don't even think he has sex. He'd rather just fucking get high. I don't know what that fucking guy does, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he ain't got a family. So, he fucking falls right into the Democrat mold there.
Yeah, that's true. And did you see 100-year-old Jimmy Carter?
Oh, my God. He looks like a fucking corpse, dude.
Like a fucking mummy.
Yeah, he had his mouth hanging open and shit.
But he's super excited to vote for Kamala.
Oh, my God. Sure he is.
He's beaming. beaming with enthusiasm.
Right. Well, and why would... That if that's supposed to sway me one way or the other, it sways me to vote Republican. If that guy is... It looks like he wants to die. And they're trying to tell you what he wants for him. Yeah, that's not good.
Check this out. I don't know what your opinion is on this clip real quick.
Oh my God. There's no volume. You hear me?
Yeah.
Looks like they're trying to say that something about Trump and Alec Baldwin are the same person. Oh, that's the same guy that was talking about Morgan Freeman and Jimi Hendrix, right?
Yeah.
Trump doesn't have the... They wouldn't. Would they? Nah, I mean, they don't even really look alike. And their heads definitely aren't the exact same size. And proportions of their face and nose don't line up.
What do you think?
They do both got big ass heads.
Yeah.
But I mean, now, come on.
It's kind of funny. I don't know. They're all actors.
True. All right. This is kind of a funny one, I guess, but it's also, I like black dudes that aren't sensitive. So this is a black dude talking about the N-word.
We're down here in San Antonio asking people if Mexicans can say the N-word.
I lived in Reading, Pennsylvania before. More white guys say the N-word out there than black people. So I don't give a fuck who says the fucking N-word. Just don't use it in a disrespectful manner.
There's no hard R, basically.
Nah, you know what I'm saying, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? You hear how these young kids speak? Nigga, 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 exactly.
Now what if he does it?
Same shit. It all depends on how you do it. It is what it is.
My nigga.
Yeah. That's right. You can't be afraid to say the shit either. Like, your face looks crazy.
It's how it rolls off the tongue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like this, like right here.
My... We're down here in San Antonio.
Ah, shit. I had another one too. What was it? Let's see here. This is since I'm sharing the screen, this is the General Lee finally put out our episode on Subconscious Realms, episode 292. So go check that out. Support the general.
Yeah, I now that I see the picture, I do remember I did see that.
Okay. And I'm going to this little clip right here, I'm going to save this on my machine because it makes me happy.
Come on, you motherfucker. Oh, shit. God damn it. Same shit. Same shit. Different day. Come on, you motherfucker. Oh, shit. God damn it. Same shit. Same shit. Different day. Come on, you.
I love when people have uncontrollable rage. It's like a little ray of sunshine in my heart.
All right, so today we had an issue at the feds.
Oh,
marketing
yeah?
made an error. marketing made an error and sent out a flyer and invited people to come on Saturday, October 6, 2024.
But it's Sunday.
Correct. So people didn't question it. They showed up Saturday. And they were pissed off. Hey, listen to this. It's for a candy giveaway. They're giving away candy.
What?
That's all it is, you know, like in terms of like Halloween and October.
Yeah.
What it might be, I have no clue. It could be like a Snickers bar or a Kit Kat bar. Or it could be a fucking like garbage bag full of fucking candy. I don't know. They don't know either. But check this out. People are like, we had like a, honestly, I felt like kind of like people were going to get violent. Like a riot was about to happen.
Oh, I can see it, man.
All over fucking candy. This guy's like, dude.
Wait, like, I didn't think you worked on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought you were Monday through Friday now.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
And this guy's like, I drove over 100 miles to get here. I should be compensated. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, bro, like, you should have just got to Speedway in your neighborhood.
Right, motherfucker.
Save your gas.
Go to the fucking dollar store, brother.
Yeah, like, you don't know what you're going to get. Like I said, it could be one candy bar or it could be a garbage bag full of candy. I don't know what it is. And neither do you. Why would you fucking drive over an hour if you are 100 miles away for fucking candy?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, man.
People, why do fucking grown-ups worry about that shit? I haven't worried about candy bars since I was a fucking kid.
Dude, they were so hardcore. They were so hardcore. It was comic relief today to see this situation. And so we have this mob and nobody knows what to do. There's no plan in effect to deal with this. And so higher ups had to make calls. Marketing's not in on Saturday.
So, why would the feds give away candy? Was it like a gun buyback program or what?
Yeah, candy's just a code word.
I get it.
And so, yes, they ended up being compensated, but not to the level that I personally would have felt happy having driven over an hour. But to them, it was okay.
All right. Beer run.
All right.
All right, we're back.
Hey, so yesterday I was at a... Lily was driving around and I saw this truck parked in like a Rite Aid that had to close down.
Oh, I know, man. They're fucking everywhere.
Yeah. You know, and it's all because, you know, they had to start putting shit behind locked cases and people were just walking out with all sorts of merchandise, you know. Very unfair to a business.
Right.
But I saw this truck there and what it was a Trump merchandise truck. And there were all these, like, flags and everything, like, very American. Like, it was a great corner. And me and Lily pulled in, and I ended up buying some stuff. But it's funny because I was playing, they're eating the cat.
Oh, yeah.
And people were pissed off. Like, I could, there was a main street right by it, and people were at the stoplight. And they were fucking shouting shit at me.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cool, I think.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I should have really had, like, big speakers or something. You know, like, really made it an event. I would definitely coordinate with this guy.
But I'm so aggressive, it wouldn't have worked out well. Like people, when people are fucking honking and yelling at me, I'll be like, come on, grab your nuts. Let's go. Get over here.
I would be out there not holding a sign, but maybe some nunchucks, you know, like.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't handle that shit well. It's like, if you either fucking do something or shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah. But it was an interesting experience, and I'm glad I got to experience it. But listen to this song.
From the wackos on the left to the maggots on the right, they know I'm beating Kamala. This race won't even be tied. Her policies are nutso. She's out her goddamn mind. She just repeats the same thing, regurgitating her lines. She thinks that immigration without paperwork is good. Clearly not too much power underneath Kamala's hood. Borders are, it's what you are. Borders are, borders are. Cackling Kamala, you're dumb. Mass inflation imminent if she was.
Yeah. I like all these songs that have came out of this fucking campaign.
Yeah. I think I'm scrolling and I think I'm back in. Oh my God. I think I'm back into last week or the last episode. Let's see here. Yeah. All right. Oh. Never mind, here. This is just kind of goofy, dude, but it's they invite, it's a talk show, but they invited people with weird laughs, right?
Didn't you share this like a while ago?
Maybe.
One of our first episodes, yeah.
Okay. I think it might be, yeah, no, I remember what you're talking about. I think it was a different one.
ידעתי, לא עכשיו, שנייה. זה אמיתי, רבותיי, זה הצחוק של האיש.
זה ספניש?
שנייה, שנייה.
לא.
Oh.
Boshu.
זה מה, בלעד?
אז לא התחלנו, יאללה. זהו, שלב חצי.
Why can't I stop? Jesus Christ. That shit was funny.
Yeah, that was. I don't know why that one was funnier than the other one.
Because of the laughs. All right.
In my Fed class, there was this girl.
Yeah.
And she had a very distinctive laugh. Like it I heard it, even though I wasn't like even in her group, I heard it so much I would come home and like hear it. And now that we're not around, now that she's not around where I'm at, like I don't hear it in my head anymore. Thank God.
Yeah, right. And speaking of that, I got that fucking "They're Eating the Dog" song stuck in my head, and I fucking hate it now. I can't. It gets stuck in your fucking head, dude. I can't fucking do it. It drives me fucking nuts. I got to be doing something or listening to something else, or it just keeps coming back.
I swear I have seen my wife and my daughter move their lips to it. They just won't admit it.
I know, man.
I'll see it and I'll be like, you're singing it. And they're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, man. It's fucking, I don't know why it's so catchy.
Yeah, the artist who did that is actually going, he's doing a European tour right now. And I was seeing one of his concerts and so like, oh, man. You know where it says like they're eating the cats? Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
So he'll sing, they're eating the cats, and the crowd will sing, meow, 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 meow.
I believe it.
It's really awesome. And he's like in Germany and everything, like in all these countries that aren't related to the United States or anything. they're all about it. Yeah. Hey, this is kind of like the video you showed about the niggas.
All right, let's see.
Notice I didn't say the hard R, but this is really funny. These are these two guys go to a Renaissance fair.
To a Civil War
reenactment. I'm sorry. And so people are in costumes and everything, and so are they. So are they. They're wearing full legit costumes.
I got a story after this about a Renaissance fair.
That are historically correct to the Civil War time, and listen to people's reaction to them.
All right. It's just accurate history, you
were
know.
You invited?
We're with the History Channel.
You look like it.
Is there a problem?
Yes. I want to know what you are doing.
This was the drip back then. We just want to be as historically accurate as possible.
That's not. This is not okay.
But this is history.
Please. We don't know. What, can we stay?
You take the chains off. You this want to walk around not. Here and be here? That's fine. But you're gonna take all that off.
You want us to be naked?
No. You can't. But let's do it properly.
I thought I learned this in history class. I learned wrong.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that is definitely not historically
accurate. Yeah, that's yes, yeah. That is. He's
by
not
the way, it's black dudes dressed up as slaves.
No, sir.
I thought it was against the law for him to be on a horse.
Excuse me?
Oh, can we not use it? So what can we do? I'm kind of feeling limited right now. You're kind of like boxing my creative juices.
Be on a horse. There was a guy that was historically inaccurate, and it's a black guy on a horse. What did he say about him?
I thought it was against the law for him to be on a horse.
Excuse me?
Oh, can we not use it? So, or something. That's make-believe.
No, sir.
I thought it was against the law for him to be on a horse.
Excuse me?
I thought it was against the law for a black guy to be on a horse.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of unlimited right now. You're kind of like boxing my creative juices.
I don't know of anything else you can do. Unless you want to walk around and pick up candy or something.
We just pick up the cotton.
My daddy's balls.
That's pretty rude.
Wait, is this going on Facebook Live? Because I can't be on there. I can't. No, please.
I don't think they had iPhones back in the day. It's too late. So you're going to have to put that up.
It's too late.
Please. Please.
Too late, buddy. Please. Too late. Uh-oh. Now they're getting into real character, huh?
All right. Well, that was a different Renaissance fair. That was the Civil War, right?
Civil War, yeah.
That was good. But, and the volume was great. I don't get it with. Are you able to hear the difference on those on your clips?
Yeah, but don't you have a dial also on your thing for my input to kind of like turn it up?
Yeah, but I'm not really good at that, man. I'm not an expert at that shit. So I'll take the A. Right. It's my bad, right? All right, fine. But this dude I used to work with back home, every year, and he was a little asshole. He would try to get people fired and shit. He was the biggest jerk. He was like a little nerd. Every year he would go like to one of these Renaissance fairs dressed up as like a knight or some shit. And they would have like fake sword battles. And he got one of my buddies fired because, all right, so we were welders and shit, and something needed to be heated up, but it was being held. We had to chain it down and restrain. It's hard to explain, but so the guy was heating the metal up, but he accidentally heated up the chain, which compromised it. And this motherfucker went and told the boss and got the dude fired, man. He had a family and shit.
Yeah.
And so after that, I started fucking with him. And so I'm like, oh, it's almost time for the Renaissance fair. And I'm like, behold, 'tis the mighty dragon cock. You know, I'm just a dick like that. And so he wound up quitting. Because I would call him the Mighty Dragon Cock every time I seen him.
I like Renaissance shit.
I bet you do.
Well, it all stems from way back in the day. I went to Medieval Times. You ever been there?
No, but I seen it on the cable guy.
Okay. Yeah, so like you pay to see a show and eat dinner. And it's these knights doing shit. And dude, like the swords are heavy as fuck. And they spark and everything. It's kind of cool. I don't know if it's theatrics or whatever, but it's really cool. And then they serve the food. Like you get like half a chicken and you get like cornbread or some sort of bread. And you have
no silverware.
No silverware. Yeah. And the cup is not a regular cup. It's kind of like a goblet.
Now, can you really, can you really enter the show yourself? Like Chip and Steven did on the cable guy. You didn't see
that. Watched that.
Oh man, dude, you need to watch that.
Yeah. Jim Carrey in it.
Jim Carrey, but he was a cable guy, but he came infatuated but he was like a lonely dude that didn't have any friends. And the other character was Matthew Broderick. He was the customer. And he was just trying to be nice. He's like, yeah, we're friends or whatever. And so the dude started sulking him. And then they went to fucking Medieval Times together and had like a – they had a fucking duel, right? And – yeah, it was just crazy. That's enough about that. And I watched, I'll tell you what, I watched the new Crow movie. Have you seen that or heard about it?
Yeah, I heard about it.
It's pretty fucking good. Have you seen the old one, right?
Yeah. With Brandon Lee.
Yeah. And my daughter doesn't like the new one because it's not Brandon Lee. So she wouldn't. I said, and she's into all that. I'm not saying she's like a gothic chick, but she's into fucking, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas and all that type of shit. I said, I'm pretty sure you're going to like this. And she's like, no, I don't like it because I don't like the guy. It's a white dude. He's got a black girlfriend, of course. All right, so on the old one, the bad guy was, he was kind of like saying that Satan was his father and shit like that. And he dated the Chinese chick, right? Or said that was his sister. Whatever, man. But the new one, the fucking guy was like Satan himself. Like he was a demon. Like he would whisper shit into somebody's ear and their fucking eyes would roll back in their head and they would go fucking kill somebody. It was pretty fucking good. But
yeah, that's got Bill Skarsgård as the Crow. He's the guy that plays Pennywise in the new It.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know,
he's a good actor.
No, I mean,
it just seems like such a big deviation from Brandon Lee.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't going to watch. I'm like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of remakes. But it was like a completely different movie, dude. Like they met each other in a fucking drug rehab. You know, Eric and Shelley, which is totally different from the first Crow. So that made me and my wife watch another remake last night. What was it? Shit, I can't remember the name of it now. But yeah, they're doing all these remakes, but they're changing the whole fucking story. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you just fucking make another movie and give it a different title? It's like I was telling my wife, it pissed me off when they did The Little Mermaid and made a black mermaid. It's like, I don't care if there's a black mermaid, just fucking... And she's like, why does that make you mad? I said, because the people that are making it are fucking white. So it's like, oh, you black people aren't smart enough to make your own film, so we're going to make one for you. But we're going to make Ariel black. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, just make a different fucking movie and give it a different title. Whatever, man. I'm done bitching.
Yeah, I've been back on a reading streak.
Oh yeah,
I think I've read like 3 books since our last episode, and
I don't know where you find time.
Neuromancer. It was written back in like the 70s.
Yeah,
and dude, it talks about the Matrix and plugging in. And advanced AI and all this shit. It's really cool. Very interesting. And I can see like where like movies like The Matrix and other space movies kind of got like robot names from. That was really cool. And now I'm actually reading a Dan Brown book called Deception Point. And it has not a warning, but it has like a singular page in the beginning. And it says all the technology that you will read about in this novel exists.
Wow.
And it talks about like in one part they have a mosquito or a fly the size of a grain of rice that is like a drone that they can fly and just kind of land anywhere near anything that has electricity. So it can land on top of your monitor, it can land on your phone, it can land on your charger or outlet, and it will recharge. So it can exist in whatever environment or forever and be accessed by whoever is controlling it. And so in the novel they use it to kind of like get information about a group. And it's kind of cool, man. I don't know. I like novels like that. This was written back in 1997. And it says that this technology had existed way before that time.
Oh, yeah. They're always about 50 years ahead of us, man. I'm telling you. But that's interesting because so me and my wife went to go visit her mom today or yesterday. And the fucking... this lady fucking motivates me to fucking garden, man. She fucking grows everything. And she makes it look so fucking easy. Like, and she'll, some of the shit that she grows, I can't fucking do it, but I'm going to keep on trying. But anyway, these bugs, man, the bugs were terrible. I'm like, it's fucking October. What the fuck is going on? And then my wife goes, we were driving home. Or no, it was actually after we got home and we were sitting outside. I said, these fucking gnats are here too. But they're biting. And my wife's like, I don't remember gnats biting.
You're getting DNA samples.
That's what I'm saying. That's what she goes, I don't remember gnats biting. And I'm like, right. And she's like, what is it about? I said, it's fucking Bill Gates. That's what it's about. And she just kind of rolled her eyes.
Yeah, I completely 100% believe that. And then I had also read an article about how, do you remember when Pence was doing a debate, a fly landed on his head?
Yeah, or on his eye or some shit.
Something like that. And it also happened with Obama. So check this out. The same, there was a company that did that. It was a challenge to see if they could land a fly during an event like this and it go unnoticed. So they did it to Obama, and it was a failure. I forget for what reason. But then when they took time and they refined the technology, made it better, improved it, and when they did it to Pence, it was a success. Because Pence couldn't, like, effectively sweat at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was exactly the technology that I'm talking about in this book.
I believe it, man.
Finally being, like, in media, not necessarily in a book, because not a lot of people read books anymore. And but actually in somebody doing an interview saying, like, this is what we did. We got hired to do this.
Right. Yeah.
Fly on the wall crazy, technology.
Man. Crazy.
Yeah. So what do you think about this hurricane, man? That's the last thing we got to talk about.
I haven't been keeping up, man, to be honest. I mean, I get all my news from podcasts, and I've been off of work for a fucking week and a half. Well, close to a week and a half. So I haven't really been keeping up with it. What's going on?
There's a lot of interesting stuff going on. Like, for example, well, we already talk about weather manipulation, right?
Right.
And so that's always a thing. And so why would they use weather manipulation with this hurricane? Well, did you know that North Carolina is one of the world's largest deposits of lithium?
No.
Yeah. And they've been trying to get into these areas, but people don't want to sell. It's also part of Appalachia, which is, you know, like, protected. And so they haven't been able to get into it, the big corporations. And so there's belief that this is a land grab for resources. So listen to this guy. He's got some interesting point to make.
This flooding in North Carolina does not sit well with me. I think something's going on. So I decided to do some digging. So the first thing I find out is North Carolina has the richest deposits of lithium in the entire world. Yeah, lithium for like cars, batteries, all that. Then I find out they have the world's highest purity quartz deposits. And that quartz just so happens to be the world's supply for AI chips, microchips, and all kinds of stuff. We're talking a $530 billion industry. So this is where it gets interesting. So a company by the name of Piedmont Lithium is awaiting a state mining permit for a site in northern Gaston County. And Gaston County is completely flooded right now. The project was awaiting zoning approval because they were getting backlash from the residents and also city officials. And this lithium mine they want would be the third largest producer of lithium in the world. And they made a deal with Tesla already. Now remember the quartz? So in Spruce Pine, North Carolina, right next to Ashland, they are wanting to expand their mines even larger, and the residents aren't having it either. Enter the floods. People, these are mountain towns. It rarely, if not ever, floods in the mountains. I would know, I grew up in the mountains in Colorado, which means none of these people have flood insurance. I mean, the media is saying biblical devastation in North Carolina, AKA like the worst thing that could happen, and you're not coming back from it. Read between the lines, people. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was telling my mom about it. And I said, this goes back to, remember that indigenous tribe in the Amazon that was being attacked by aliens?
Yeah.
And the theory was that it was really the cartels, you know, who have money to buy the technology.
Yeah.
To make it look like that, trying to do a land grab for the minerals in the land.
Well, it reminds me of Maui, too. Remember the fires in Maui?
Oh, we forgot about that.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Direct energy weapons. No doubt in my fucking mind.
Yeah. You hear they're only giving people $750?
In North Carolina?
Yeah, which is the same amount they were giving people in at the train derailment in East Palestine here in Ohio.
Well, maybe they should just say that they're from Mexico or something. Then they can go stay at a hotel for free.
So I looked into that. And so what it is, well, here's where I have an issue. All right, so it's a myth. They can get more than $750, but they have to apply and go through a process. So that kind of sucks because, I mean, you look at some of these pictures and there's no way of coming back for some of these people. So right. They need more than $750. And the thing is, we are giving migrants, illegal immigrants, more than $750, and they don't have to necessarily apply the way that U.S. citizens have to. Like, we're making people more entitled to our resources, go through more hoops to get the money, and we're giving illegal migrants more access to money a lot easier than citizens. And then on top of that, and even worse than that, we're sending money out of this country for some other country's citizens instead of our own. Like, there was this this rumor or something going around that FEMA is running out of money. Like, they're going to be out of money before hurricane season is over because the Biden administration used it to house the migrants.
Yeah, I believe that.
But now they're saying that that's not true. So I really don't know what is true. I just think it's bullshit. How many hoops U.S. citizens have to hop through to get the assistance they need after such a massive fucking disaster? And I think that that's why I believe that this whole lithium thing and quartz thing could really be a thing. So I encourage people to look into it.
Yeah. It's intentional, it seems like. All this shit.
Yep. And all right before the election.
Of course. Oh, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. They're getting desperate. All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldier on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all that shit. Not really on TikTok. I fucking deleted it. But but everything else. The number. 31 Flu Frog 6. Call and leave us a... Oh, shit. Oh, we had a voicemail. I'll play it next week.
Who is it?
I'm not even going to say, man. We'll play it next week. All right?
All right.
31 Flu Frog 6. That's Flu. F-L-U as in the Wuhan Flu. From China.
China.
All right, yeah, call and leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on the show. All right, you got anything else?
No, be good, people.
Yeah. I probably ain't even going to put this out tonight. I put it out. Shit. Got football tomorrow. Forgot to talk about football. It's a fucking mess. But, I'll probably put it out Monday, man. I'm off fucking work. I'm a piece of shit. I ain't got nothing else to do. I might do some more episodes, too. Fuck it. All right. Thanks for listening, people. Tell your friends, give us good reviews and all that shit. And we'll catch you next time. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Cold rising sun.